Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Greetings, listener dear. We're back. I'm Tom.
I'm Ben.
I'm Matthew. Together we're Pappies, and this is an episode of
Yes, it is.
Flatshare Slamdown.
Yes.
Welcome. Yes, still recording over Zoom. Haven't yet ventured back into the live arena, but it was a very fun one. We had two amazing guests.
Oh my god! But the best guests. They were fantastic. Yeah.
Two of the best guests, two of the most fun. The brilliant Nish Kumar and the fantastic Rosie Jones.
Absolutely right. All that remains before we begin the episode is to say that our Patreon goes from strength to strength. You'll hear a Patreon Neighbourhood Watch roll call of all the lucky people who've joined over the past few months at the end. But why don't you make yourself one of those people? Why don't you show up on the Patreon Neighbourhood Watch roll call by joining our Patreon?
Yeah, man.
Patreon.com/PappysFlatshare.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Come and join the community. It's great.
Exactly. Clarky's there.
I'm there.
He'll greet you with a very friendly yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Come on.
Yeah, so for just $5 or £4.50, or I don't know what it is in euros, but you can do it in euros as well. People started doing it in euros. For some amount of money, you get a whole bunch of bonus episodes straight away.
Oh, yeah.
Well worth joining.
Loads of great content.
Happy days.
Be perfect.
All right, well, enjoy this episode. We'll see you on the other side.
Tom! Ben!
What is it, Matthew, darling?
Yeah, what is it, you sweet, sweet bastard?
Oh, thank you very much, first of all, for calling me the names I've asked you to. Secondly, one of you two, sweet, sweet bastards, has got to put up the shelves.
Oh, fuck that, mate.
Yes, mate.
No way, man.
It's not going to be me.
Really?
Because my favourite footballer is John Joe Shelby. No, look.
That was off the top of his head. So.
Really?
That just came. I haven't done an impro course, but that just came straight off the bat.
It's really, really good. But I can tell you now, John Bon Jovi, not a football player. Clarky, what about you?
Crosby. I fucking hate shelves.
Well, there's only one with it. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
They're a poor man's drawer, you know? Like, they're for people who have a load of possessions that they think are worth showing off. I don't know about you. I personally don't have any possessions that I think are worth showing. You know, actually, now I come to think about it, I might just hate my shelf.
Oh, Clarky.
Okay.
Clarky,
how do I leave this podcast?
John Joe Shelby seems like a bloody Pulitzer Prize winning business now, doesn't it? Eh?
Well, listen, there's only one way to decide who's winning the Pulitzer Prize tonight, Tom Parry. And that's to have a Flash
Slam Down!
We're in a flat. Flash
Slam Down.
We're sharing with our mates.
Hello and welcome to Flatshare Slamdown.
Yes,
here we are.
Who needs rooms full of cheering people when we've just got the sounds of our own voices going?
Absolutely.
When have we ever had rooms full of cheering people?
This feels more like comedy than being in a room. Yeah, exactly. You know,
it was like that back in the day, wasn't it? Don't you remember the standing ovations at Aberystwyth Comedy Festival?
All right, let's not go back there now. Let's
carried aloft for in Galway. Oh, those were the days.
We were carried aloft, but not for the reasons you're thinking. Hello and welcome to Flatshare Slamdown, the panel show that says, now I'll relate this little bit that happens more than I'd like to admit. Late at night, she knocks on my door. She's drunk again and looking to score. Now I know I should say no. That's kind of hard when she's ready to go. I may be dumb, but I'm not a dweeb. I'm just a sucker with no self-esteem. Whoa, way, oh, way, oh, way, oh, yeah, whoa. host of Animal Matthew Crosby. Let's meet the modern day Bash Street Kids. It's Tom Parry and Benedict Clark.
What's up?
What's up? Now, guys, you can't put up the shelf on your own. Who have you brought along for moral, if not physical, support? Tom.
Well, let me tell you, the Jamboree is in danger, everybody.
No.
Yes, obviously it's been a terrible year for jamborees. You know, not only with the obviously the restrictions that this bloody nanny state have brought in.
Right. Yeah, I'll see you in Trafalgar Square, mate.
Exactly right.
Hello again to Crosby's parents.
My parents are right, said Fred. I should tell you that now.
But also, look, it's got the jamboree down. Okay, we've got real kind of self-esteem issues. People are feeling a bit low and down in the dumps. So I've brought in the hands down most cheerful person I know in the whole world. It is Rosie Jones.
Rosie Jones is here. Rosie
Tom.
Jones.
Yes.
Tom.
Yeah.
So if I understand it correctly, you brought me in to maybe put up a shelf.
if we win tonight, you're putting up a shelf.
You're holding the spirit level.
You are giving me a hammer and nails.
We're going to give it a good go, mate. We're going to give it a good go.
Okay, but if I die, it's on you.
The stakes have never been higher.
We don't die, Rosie. Rosie, now...
I'm less worried about you. I'm worried about me standing next to you, helping you put up the shelf.
It's a very good point.
Oh, yeah, so the thing is, I'm right. Die, but when it comes to you, you will definitely die.
What I like about your team is you're already working as such a cohesive unit, you know. It's really great to see you working together. It's really impressive. It's inspirational for the other team. What kind of a flatmate are you, Rosie? Are you a decent flatmate?
Yeah, I think I'm okay, but I mean, you know me.
I do.
And if you had to describe me in one little sound, it would probably be, and I would say that I am that level 24/7.
Yeah. I was going to say that's you at about a 3 or a 4, Rosie, from my experience. That's you, you know, maybe you're a little bit hungover, whatever, you know, it's just a bit tired, a bit run down. That's you, yeah. I've definitely seen you at a 7 or an 8. And,
I only go up from there.
I've seen you at 15 to 16. You've gone all the way.
Give me a Jaeger bomb and I'm up there. I'm up there.
There's a reason we did this over Zoom, Rosie. There's a reason we did it over Zoom. Can't be trusted at the live shows.
No.
Clarky, who have you brought along with you this week?
I've bought everyone's favourite shy Tory. It's Nish Kumar!
Nish Kumar's here. Nish.
The shyest of the shy Tories.
Oh, he's so secret about it.
I've maintained this from the beginning. I am 10 tweets away from a safe seat. I am. As long as I renounce everything I've ever said and done, I could be in Guildford West by 2024.
It'd be a real Road to Damascus story, but kind of reversed.
Guys, I've just seen the wisdom that ultimately the way we get through this is with lower taxes for multinational corporations. They're the real victim of the COVID crisis.
Oh, my God, I would vote for that. You're very convincing, Nick.
Yeah.
It's making sense.
I never really focus on what you're actually saying. It's more the tone and the delivery that impresses me. The message doesn't really matter.
Thank you, Tom. Tom there from the Midlands.
oh, I'm getting a little tingle just hearing that, and I'm not even from the Midlands. That was amazing.
Just so, I listened to.
Yeah, for the first time ever. Vote Nish. Nish, what kind of a flatmate are you? What kind of a person are you to live with?
One word, Matthew. Fucking messy. I'm so messy, I managed to get two words into one word. I spilled one of those two words into an otherwise one-word phrase. Very messy, like, disgustingly messy. Like, the one thing I'm very good at is keeping communal spaces quite tidy. So when I did, whenever I've lived with flatmates, no, because the reason Rosie Jones is shaking her head,
yeah.
The reason she's disgusted is Rosie did come over to my flat quite a lot. But it was when I was living on my own, because we would go on tour and we'd leave from my flat. And so Rosie would come into my house and just start swearing.
So what you're saying is your girlfriend is good at keeping communal spaces tidy, and that's why you're now...
Yes.
Now, since you've moved in with your girlfriend, suddenly the house started tidying itself. Is that what you're saying?
No, it was when I had a flat, when I had flatmates in my old flat, before I lived with my girlfriend, when I had flatmates, I was pretty good at like confining my mess to my own room. But there was this year period where I lived on my own in my flat and things got very disgusting.
So, the first time I visited the flat, I got there on time. So, naturally, Nish wasn't ready.
Timekeeping and tidiness, not his strong suits.
And I opened the door, shoved me into this trash living room and said, oh, sit down. And I literally went, where?
Just climb that mountain of crap and sit on top of it, just like Nish does when he watches the telly.
I think he had a sofa, but when I went, it was under two guitars, 15 CDs, 20 labour books, and about £120, but in 5p coins.
That's how he gets paid for all his gigs. That was his fee from the rest of the tour.
I'm afraid the left wing comedy circuit is still very much paying in small denominations.
Yeah, sorry, Parry, go on.
No, it doesn't matter.
No, go on. I always enjoy these. Come on.
I said the cash reports and I wanted to know if anyone heard.
Oh, we heard it. Yeah, yeah, we got it. Yeah, yeah, we got it.
I just wanted to make sure that it was on the record.
Now, I heard you say the cash report and my response was, so we've met our guest. Let's see who. I thought, just let it, you know. It, honestly, this is
so we know.
But the listener at home is absolutely killing themselves.
My favourite type of joke is one that is repeated again to silence.
You just never know with this YouTube crowd. Do you know what I mean? They're giving me nothing. I just wanted to make sure they actually got it. Come on, YouTube, bloody hell!
I mean, I'm sure the comments are going absolutely wild and crazy. You know, lots of clappy emojis and all that kind of stuff. No, Rosie's checked the comments. Nothing. So, as I was about to say, we've met our guests. Let's see who can keep a spirit level head as we play round one.
Yeah, boy.
When I was young, I thought that I was really young, and I'd be eaten by someone. I am a plum. Way back in June, thought that I would get consumed, but that hasn't happened soon. Now I'm a prune. Lift up the life was amazing. I thought you'd use me for some grazing, but all I've been doing is waiting. Now I'm a raisin left on your shelf. I'm food that's been left on your shelf by that door.
Oh, gorgeous, gorgeous work there. Really enjoyed
haunting.
That. Really
haunting.
Lovely, lovely stuff. And that's, you
great.
Know, it's not an easy note to get to, as you proved. this round is called Express. This round is called
You got
Express.
There eventually, though. That's the main thing.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. this round is called Express Yo Shelf. I am going to ask each contestant their opinions on three subjects whilst their teammate is out of the Zoom. The teammate yes. will then have to guess how their partner feels about those subjects. So, for example, if I were to ask Ben, how does Nish feel about the current government? And he was to say broadly anti, he would win a point. I'm guessing here. I'm not entirely sure of Nish's political leanings. never mentioned it in conversation. Forever.
Paid him 5p.
Sure. So we're going to start.
The bloody cash report, more like. Sorry.
Hey! Hey! Hey!
We're going to start with Rosie and with Clarkie. So Nish and Tom, can you please remove your headphones, mute your laptops, whatever you need to do, and we will see you in a moment. We're going to start with you, Rosie. How do you feel about WhatsApp groups?
Right. Here no. I... Okay. I like WhatsApp groups only if everyone in the group are good people. But usually there's a dickhead who leaves themselves in there and they take over. So I like WhatsApp groups only if I can control who's in there and therefore no dickheads.
So you need it to be curated. It needs to be Rosie Jones curated rather than you've been nothing worse than you've been added to somebody else's WhatsApp group. That's the Wild West. It's a no man's land. Yeah, we can't have that. No.
I am in control. I'm the WhatsApp Lord.
What are your rules as the Lord of WhatsApp?
So, as the Lord of WhatsApp, if you text too much, gone.
Really?
If you only text emojis, or even worse, memojis.
Oh, I use them emojis.
Fuck off. Yeah. No!
Oh.
No, everyone used an emoji for 4 days.
I still do it.
No!
Me and my mum still use them. Oh, that's not good. Okay, right. That's useful. You know what? I'm actually learning something for myself here as well, so I'm getting a lot out of this. Clarkie, how do you feel about WhatsApp groups?
Love them. Absolutely love them. I love being a part of them. I love... How can I put this? Weaving my way into them. But I'm a lot of fun on them. Lots of emojis, lots of one-word answers. Ping, ping, ping. No, but I genuinely do love them. And also, I think particularly, well, I was going to say particularly at this time, but you know me, it's rare I have a huge amount on. A good WhatsApp group makes me feel like quite busy.
It feels like work sometimes, doesn't it? Yeah, and not in a bad way. It feels like you've got stuff in your life, you know. I'm working on my social calendar.
Yeah.
You know what?
I'm juggling stuff. It's like I've got stuff going on.
I'm with you on that. Okay, next one. Clarky, we'll start again with you.
Okay.
What's the sexiest animal?
Oh, no!
What's the sexiest animal? You don't have to say, this is the animal I want to have sex with. But just, if you had to pick an animal that you think is could be described as sexy, what animal are you going to go for?
I think it's got to be a cat.
You're going
for cats.
And if
I had to go more specific on the cat, I would say...
You don't have to, but I'm glad you are.
I'd say a panther. The sexiest of all the cats, the panther. Cats are sexy animals. I know Tom would agree with me.
Well, Rosie, do you agree? What's the sexiest animal?
Without a doubt, a giraffe.
Is it?
Look at the sexy neck. It's so sexy. And as a short lady, I feel like I could get onto the neck and just rub up and down
shimmy
on
your way
the
up.
Neck.
Yeah.
Are you going to kind of like pole dance on a giraffe's neck?
Beautiful. Yeah. And Ben, tell me that isn't sexy.
Mate, that's 100% sexy.
Thank you.
A giraffe with Rosie Jones on it, sexy. But a giraffe, no Rosie Jones, not that sexy for Clarkie.
No.
I think you're doing a lot of the heavy lifting there. So also, what about its big long blue tongue as well?
Oh,
you see that curl around some leaves and
imagine what that could do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Just imagine you're some high leaves. Imagine the tone it could give you.
Oh my god.
Okay, right, we've got to move on because this is getting... I'm going to have to pour a glass of water over my head in a second. And the final question, we'll start with you, Rosie. Would you rather be invisible, able to fly, or have the ability to change your size? And why?
I think I'd like to change my size because that is so flexible. I could be really little and I could go and listen to people and perv on people.
Perv on some giraffes.
Yeah, I could also be really, really big and I could accidentally kill people.
The great thing about accidentally killing someone is the law can't touch you for it. That's the great thing about it. It's an accident. No. Oh, off you go, mate. It's a hell of a loophole. I love that answer. Clarkie. What about you?
Flying.
Yes.
Simply because that's fucking cool, isn't it?
It's fucking cool,
flying
mate.
Flying up in the air. You mad?
I'm not.
Just
you know what?
On up there.
I'm mad about catching some air with you, Clarkie. Absolutely. Oh. I could imagine I'm like Lois Lane. You're like Superman. You've got me in your arms. You're taking me through the atmosphere.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, I'd enjoy that.
Could
I'd
you
enjoy
just
the
imagine
hell
being with a group of mates and being like, check this out. flying up into the air.
That was always the thing at school. I always imagined I'd be able to fly, and it was purely just to be able to, in school assembly, fly around a bit, and everyone thinks I'm cool. That's all it was. It's the only reason I want to be able to fly.
You would have been cool.
I would have been
you
so cool.
You would have been cool, Crosby, and that was the only thing holding you back.
Yeah. Ben.
Yeah, mate.
You should get an aeroplane.
What's that? What's an aeroplane?
We've not told him about this, Rosie. Let's not confuse him with science here. Tom and Nish, why don't you come back? Tom, you're guessing Rosie's. Nish, you're guessing Clarkie's. We will start with the question, Tom. What does Rosie think about WhatsApp groups?
Ooh, la, 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 la. Great question. Rosie's a very social gal, isn't she? She's kind of...
Yes.
She's very sociable. I'm not saying she's... I'm not particularly popular, but very sociable.
maybe...
I'm a trier. I'm a trier.
Yeah, exactly. I think the thing about triers is I think triers love a WhatsApp group. So I'm going to say that I think Rosie is pro WhatsApp groups. The more the merrier.
Okay, Nish, what do you think about Clarkie's feelings on the WhatsApp group?
Well, it's hard to not... If he hates them, it's going to be hard not to take it personally, as I am a member of several WhatsApp groups with Clarkie.
Yeah.
So it's going to...
Real kick in the jaffers for Kumar.
It's going to be a real strike to El Plumsios.
is that the name of your WhatsApp group?
Strike to El Plumsios.
Why aren't I in El Plumsios?
You've been left on the shelf, unfortunately.
Snubbed again, guys. Come on.
I'm going to say that Clarkie... I'm going to say that Clarkie loves... that likes WhatsApp groups. I'm going to say he's pro them, and he sees them as a great way of staying in touch with large groups of his friends with a minimal of effort. Because what is Ben Clark? He is fundamentally an indolent man. He enjoys nothing more than making almost no effort. And in this way, he's able to send one text to cover as many friends as humanly possible.
Nish, I tell you what, I'm going to give you the full point for that, because that's pretty much exactly what Clarkie says. Harry, I'm going to give you a half point because Rosie said she likes them, but only the ones that she started herself, and there are often way too many dickheads on them. People use emojis and people use memojis. Gone.
So
I'm going to say, I'm going to say a half a point there. Nish, what did Clarkie think was the sexiest animal?
Ooh. I'm going to say lioness.
A lioness, okay.
Yeah.
Very sexy animal.
The same question to you, Tom, about Rosie. What did she say was the sexiest animal? Okay. Try not to give anything away there, Rosie, but apart from your palpable sexual excitement, picture this creature.
Obviously, you've got to think, like, rabbits do it a lot. So if you're very sexually active, you might find that quite sexy. I mean, I don't want to be biased by my own opinion, which is cats. I think cats are very sexy.
That's very much what Clarkie said he'd say. Yeah.
Is Rosie a cat person? I'm going to go with snake.
Oh, give us your reason, please.
I really said snake.
Oh, damn it.
But it wasn't actually snake. No, in fact, if what was your reason for saying snake, by the way?
What's my reason for saying snake?
Yeah.
It's slithery, it's sexy, it's naughty, you know, it kind of breaks all the rules.
Yeah,
it's
biblical.
It's long, it's, you know.
Well, I went with lioness again because in the male-female work divide in the lion community, the lioness does almost everything. and the lion just sits around with his magnificent mane. And if that doesn't sound like Ben Clark, then I don't know what does.
Well, I can tell you now, Parry, as you know, it wasn't snake. It was, in fact, speaking of long, the giraffe. Of course, the majestic giraffe.
And it's kind of the mammal snake.
That was its other name, wasn't
the
it?
Mammal snake.
When they first discovered it, the old mammal snake.
Patterned long neck.
That's technically, it is like a snake with legs.
Yeah, half a point.
It's true of quite a lot of animals, really. So I'm not going to give you the point for that.
It's also true of, like, some very thin, tall men.
I'm not going to give you any points for that, Parry. But I'm going to give Nish half a point because, in fact, Clarkie did say a big cat. He said a panther. So I'm going to give you the half point for that.
Oh my god! I was going to say that was like pretty much bang on.
Yeah, I mean it was really close. But if you said panther, obviously I would have given the full point. Okay.
Yeah, panther's bang on, isn't it?
Panther is the most bang on, I'd have got it correct.
If I'm entirely honest, I don't know the difference between a lioness and a panther.
Right.
It's pretty much like a snake.
Right. And finally, Parry, Did Rosie say she would prefer to be invisible, able to fly, or have the ability to change her size? What does she go for, and why?
Ability to change size. Well, I've had that ability during lockdown. Am I right?
Oh, the old belt loops.
Are we talking about erections, guys?
What? It's like a snake, but without legs. Absolute giraffe's neck over here. I think the creep in Rosie would want to be invisible so she could perv around the place. So I think I'm going to go, for that reason, I'm going to go with invisible.
Okay.
A renowned pervert, Rosie Jones.
Classic pervo. Nish, what do you think Clarkie said?
I can't decide whether this is what I think he said or this is what I like to think I would like to see happen to Clarkie. But I'm just imagining
him. Isn't it? You wanted to leave.
No, I'm just imagining
him. Get a proper
job. I'm just imagining the wind going through his hair as he flies like Superman. And there's something about the image that's speaking to me. So I think I'm going to say fly.
Nish, that is the definition of bang on. To fly like Superman, exactly right. Admittedly, I added the detail of Superman. I weirdly finagled my way into the fantasy and positioned myself as Lois Lane in his arms. He just said he wants to fly around through the sky. But fly like Superman, absolutely, you get 1 point there. And Parry, I'm going to give you half a point because Rosie did indeed say she wants to perv on people, but she was going to shrink down to very small in order to do that and then grow large and kill them. So it's a twofer. It's a twofer, basically. She can perv on them and then crush the evidence. That was the answer.
Oh my God, I absolutely love being on a podcast that I can feel in my body is going to be played back to me as part of a witness statement in the High Court. And Mr. Kumar, you were present on the podcast when Ms. Jones said she wanted to, quote, get really small so she could perv on people and then get massive so she could kill them. How do you think this reflects on the events of this trial?
We all saw it coming. We're all to blame.
It's such bad pervert tactics. How are you not choosing invisible? How are you not choosing invisible? Do you realise how big those tits are going to look when you're the size of a thimble? Do you get turned on at the foot of Snowden? You don't stand at the bottom of Arthur's seat and go, God, look at the size of that.
Tom, famously, Snowden doesn't have tits.
I just thought that I could walk over them.
I'm sure. Yeah.
She could grow big and fuck a giraffe as well.
Absolutely, yeah. We've all wanted to insert ourselves into someone's nostril for sexual kicks. Right, Ben and Rosie, it is your turn now to sod off whilst I grill the famously reticent Kumar and Parry. Okay, so right. Bye bye. If you wouldn't mind muting yourself as well, Rosie. Thank you. Okay.
I can't believe Clarkie didn't say bye. It's not very nice of him, is it?
Really yeah, impolite. Nice.
Really offish of Clarkie there just to slink away.
Absolutely. Now, Nish, we're going to start with you. I'd like to ask you, what is your opinion on professional family photo shoots? How do you feel about that?
Okay. Now, here's the thing. I have had 2 professional family photo shoots done.
Really?
Yeah, like actually.
The Kumars have all got together and...
The Kumars have all got together on 2 occasions. But for my grandma's 60th birthday and then again for her 70th birthday. She wanted full
she was like,
family...
Didn't you get this 10 years ago?
Yeah, the family had updated itself, as families are wont to do. We'd added a couple of other memes, and so there was a push for an update. I would say, as experiences go, they are quite excruciating. There is a picture of me and my cousin, like, both lying on the floor with one of our knees up like this. So it makes us look like a musical like double act from the, like a Brown Bros. It makes us look like Brown Bros. Which is like is suboptimal. Now, that being said, the process of it's very much a question of making the sausage, because the process is absolutely unpalatable. But the end product is definitely something that we all cherish, and we got two really nice photos of all of us together that were taken properly and look really nice. And so it is a question of I am pro them, because but even though the process to get there is absolutely it's like childbirth, really. I'm pro the result. The process seems like an absolute bloodbath.
Yeah, because you hate sex, don't you?
Oh god, yeah. God, awful. If only the whole process was just the baby crawling out covered in blood with shit everywhere. That'd be absolutely up my street.
That'd be a
it's
dream
the intercourse
for you.
It's the intercourse that I find, and you two gentlemen have both done it, and I think it's absolutely disgusting.
Yes, I apologize for that.
Only the once though. Only the once. One shot, one kill. Right.
How is your daughter, by the way? Parry, how do you feel about the thorny issue of professional family photo shoots?
I'm very, I'm not a complicated answer, but I'm very pro the old school way. People in a row wearing different clothes, kind of like stood with arms around each other, like old fashioned family photos. What they became, I have no time for. The kind of all white background, like action shots, like let's all jump in the air. Yeah. Hey, here's a ball.
Yeah, dad's or, you know, got dad's barefoot like, for some reason. Why is dad barefoot?
Yeah. Exactly. Like
we don't need
all that
some
stuff.
Shoes on,
no,
dad.
No fucking thank you. Like you're going to a home and that's there, and you know there'll be three stones on the table or whatnot. So, and I think that's what they've become now.
Yeah.
And like, no time for that. Thank you very much. Whereas the old-fashioned, back in the day, sat on the father's knee. The you know, the kind that would turn up in a film. You know, you'd find a black and white one in a book and think, oh, hang on, that's the final piece in the puzzle. Yes, please. But no one's doing that where it's like, we're all wearing red T-shirts or squirting water. Yeah. You're like, no, thank you.
No, you're not an improv troupe, all right? You don't need to do that.
No.
Exactly.
I mean, we technically almost are, but let's move on from that. Parry, we're going to start with you this time. What do you think is the most overrated food?
Oh, great question. What is the most overrated food? I'm going to say dessert.
Whoa, that's a whole genre.
Huge swing.
Bam, bam, bam. If someone came around and just went, oh, there's no pudding anymore, puddings are gone, you're only on your two courses, I'd be like,
I've killed myself immediately. I haven't even found out the rest of the details.
No, you see, deep down I just wouldn't miss it. I'd be like, it's
really?
Fine and all that kind
what?
Of yeah. Well, and actually, when I get to the end of a meal in a posh restaurant and the dessert comes, all I'm really thinking of myself is, well, that's 12 quid I don't really need to be spending. Like, I could absolutely do without desserts.
What about a tub of ice cream,
that
though? What about a lovely tub of ice cream?
All that stuff, and I think it's fetishized, the idea of, like, sitting down and eating, like, you know, like...
Wait, you're having feta as a...
Have you had feta ice cream?
Yeah, I've been to a lot of Greek restaurants, of course I have.
Oh, amazing. But, like, pudding can go. And I think it gets a lot of, you know, everyone fucking loves it. And like, you know, you think about Bake Off and everyone just goes knobs out for cake these days. It's like, actually,
that was the original title of Bake Off, wasn't it? Knobs out for cake.
Well, and it's also the reason why I didn't replace Sandy Toksvig. Turns out I read the room very badly at my audition. And Paul Hollywood is quite the prude. Bit of a surprise.
Yeah.
Is that a giraffe's neck?
No one needs to see Nish do a show fucker. No one wants that. Okay.
So I'm going to say cake and pudding, but cake.
You know what? All desserts is a huge, you know, no one was expecting one third of all dinners, but.
I was thinking like specific foodstuffs. I didn't realise Parry was going to take. I mean, I think I would just do myself in. As it is, my love for desserts is killing me. But with the almost inevitable diagnosis of type 2 diabetes in my 50s. But it's a slower death and it's a little bit more enjoyable broadly. I think if I had to lose. I think if I had to say the most overrated foodstuff. It's going to be quite a tricky one to guess, I suspect. But it's any foodstuff that combines... This is very specific
here.
Yeah,
but I like it. I mean,
I'm already looking forward to this.
Yeah, it's any combination of chocolate and non-banana fruit.
Oh,
great.
And I'm a huge fan combining the taste sensation of chocolate and banana.
Oh, delicious.
Any other fruit and chocolate combination,
so
disgraceful.
If there's dipping, you know, dipping strawberries in chocolate at a sort of posh do, you're not having it. Well,
absolute rubbish. Absolute crap.
What about like...
Yeah, absolute rubbish.
And Black Forest Gatto?
I don't even get me started on a BFG.
That's not what the Roald Dahl book's about, is it?
It's about a big cake. It's about a big wise cake.
That guy sprays trifle into your room overnight.
I mean, the thing is, I don't mind black. Like, I'll eat. Like, at the end of the day,
I'll eat it. Yeah, that's what I like about Kumar.
Yeah,
I'll eat it. Sure.
Don't get me wrong.
We go from a man who wants to abolish all desserts to a man who hates a specific dessert but will still eat it. This is, you couldn't
be
more different.
At the end of the day, anything that fills the void at the core of my being, I will eat.
Oh, it's all going down the pipe, isn't it? Yeah, of course.
But yeah, so, I mean, so for me, the only food, so I don't eat beef, which is a sort of hangover of a, like, religious grounds thing. But I don't think that can technically count. I don't think the tenets of Hinduism can be brought into a conversation about foods you find overrated.
Yeah,
but
no.
For me, it's any combination of non-banana fruit and chocolate.
Good luck, Clarky.
Great.
If Clarky guesses that, it'll be fucking incredible.
Yeah.
If
Clarky guesses that, 10 points, right?
Should we say that? Yeah, yeah.
May as well. Why not? We'll give him 10 points. Finally, Nish. This is a heavy one. We're going to end on a heavy note.
Okay. Death.
Correct.
Is what? It?
Yeah. What happens when you die?
Oh, do you mean the literal process? Is this like a trivia thing?
No, I'm not talking about how many hours till rigor mortis sets in. I am saying, what do you think happens after you die?
Well, here's the thing. I am pulled between the idea of reason, which is obviously you just go in the ground and that's it, game over. But also that I think I need to believe that there's some like wider spiritual pattern so that I can keep just getting out of bed in the morning, because I think otherwise the idea that we're all just permanent worm food. Although actually, now that I think about it, there is something nice about that. You come from the earth, you go back in the earth.
Bit of finality,
and there's something nice about that.
But it is nice to imagine there's a heaven, especially if you insist on eating yourself to death.
Yeah, yeah, so exactly. That's... Yeah, I think I've got to believe. I think if there isn't a heaven, I've been wasting a lot of money on charity direct debits. I'll be honest with you, because I'm seeing little to no return on that investment.
This is the thing. People need to realise is that Nish doesn't actually care about people.
No, I don't. It's all part of the brand, okay? Unfortunately, I've boxed myself into this corner of principles, absolutely fuming. This is... What a nonsense brand. I should have lent into the free market. Norcott had the right idea. This is bullshit.
He's always on stuff, I'll say that much. He does very, very well, does Jeff. Parry.
Yeah, I'll say there is an afterlife. Given the absolute cryptic crossword I've laid for Clarky in the previous question, I'll say straight up, there's a heaven and all dogs go there.
Lovely. Yeah. Parry.
I'll say nothing. There's a hole in the ground and all dogs go there.
All right, let's bring the guys back and see how they do. Clarky, come back. Rosie, come back. All right.
Clark's been Googling panthers and lionesses.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, yeah, no, they are quite different, actually.
Oh, my God. I've never felt so wanted.
So, right, guys. The first question, and we'll start with you, Rosie. What did Tom say about... What was Tom's opinion on professional family photo shoots?
I don't think I've ever seen Rosie Jones look this pensive.
I know, she's really thinking about it.
I'm thinking.
I know, okay, all right,
that's
okay.
What I mean. I don't think I've ever seen you like lost in this amount of. You're taking this question as seriously as you took the questions on Question Time.
I'm going to go ahead and say more seriously.
It'd be so good if we panned to the right and Hancock was just there nodding.
Nodding and sweating,
this is a lot like Question Time, because tonight, right then, I was amongst loads of cunts.
And we love you too, Rosie. Now, could you give us the fucking answer, please, very quickly? Still on round one.
You know Dave Lammy's one of our listeners, right?
I like him, he's a good boy. Hello, Lammy.
Oi, oi, Lam.
Okay. I think Tom Parry is big into photo shoots. The weirder, the better. He likes someone they're touching each other when they're all in similar outfits. Yes, pro weird family photo shoots.
Thank you very much for that. Okay, we'll find out in just a second. But Clarkie, what did Nish think about the same topic, professional family photo shoots?
I think he hates them.
You're just going to go straight... Yeah,
if there's
okay.
one thing you think when you see Nish, you think that is not a vain man.
okay, yes.
That's what you said to him when he was asking what was bulging out of his forehead.
Right, so, yeah, but there are other people in the photo. I want to ask you, Clarkie, why do you think he hates them? Why do you think he hates photo shoots? And it's not just his own
well,
visage.
Real talk, I think they could be construed as tacky. And I'd say Nish is a classy guy.
Mm-hmm.
And
no. Okay, Rosie, you've had your chance.
Yeah, people in glass houses, Jones.
I also think, believe it or not, I think he's quite an understated guy as well. So
right.
I don't think he'd be into it.
Okay, I can now reveal that you are kind of both dead wrong.
Oh no!
In fact, Rosie, I couldn't believe how specific you went on the things that Parry hates. The moving around, the all wearing the same clothes, that is all stuff he picked out to say no, doesn't want any of that. If you said he likes a traditional, you know, family in a row, retro style, I would have given you, you know, the full point there, but I'm afraid I can't give you any points for that because he likes them if they're retro, hates them if they're, you know, wacky. And I'm afraid you went the wacky route. Clarkie, ditto, Nish loves the product. He hates the journey, but he loves the product. But I can give you the point because it's none of the... You were saying he doesn't like those photos. Yeah. He hates having the photograph taken. Sorry, Nish. Yes.
I think instinctively I don't like them, but I think you weren't to know this, Clarkie, because you've not been to my grandma's house, but I've had two of them done in the past, and you do end up... Ed Gamble has. He had to sleep over there once because he was too drunk to go home. But that's another story for a different podcast. I think if somebody presented me with the idea, I'd say that sounds like the worst fucking thing in the world. But I've had two of them done and they're quite nice to have. Whilst you are wrong, you're not like totally off base in terms of my personality.
Okay,
and I think it's a bit
good,
of a curveball. Yeah.
Good. I don't need to rethink who you are then for question two. That's the main thing.
But you also don't need to score any points there either.
that's tradition for me. It'd be weird if I did.
Well, Clarkie, what did Nish say is the most overrated food? The most overrated food. What did he say?
Tough one.
Yeah, it's tough.
Avocados.
Rosie, what do you think Parry said was the most overrated food? Rosie, are you listening or are you picturing a giraffe?
No, I'm imagining that I'm smaller. Okay.
Yeah. Rosie's just downloaded the borrowers.
I'm gonna say baked beans.
Okay, we had avocados and baked beans.
It's a good answer, though.
I can reveal now that Nish said, because he wants you to win, Clarkie, Nish said, any type of fruit dipped in chocolate that isn't banana.
Yeah. So, Clarky, yeah. Just so you know, you technically would have got 10 points if you got that right. Yeah.
I mean, a million points if you got that. And yeah. Rosie, you're not going to believe this, but Parry said the most overrated food is dessert.
All dessert.
All dessert.
Wow. It's fucking unreal.
What a scorched earth policy that is.
Dessert.
You're coming out on a meal with me. It's going to be a two-courser, my friend.
Absolutely unacceptable.
No. All of the dessert.
Rosie, I don't know how much clearer we can be.
No.
He said all dessert.
All of them. All of them.
Like a young couple's driveway who live in the suburb, two courses. Yeah, baby.
Oh. I like that, actually.
Hello. It's not bad, nice. Is it?
Not bad at all.
It's a good. Hello? It's a nice piece
Say
of work.
Again, see what the reaction is second time.
Oh, I'll tell you what, YouTube's all about it
YouTube
at the moment.
YouTube is going absolutely. That car emoji is flying off. Right. What happens? In fact, let's start with you. Start with you, Rosie. What do you think Tom thinks happens when you die?
Fuck all.
Fuck all. Clarky.
I'm also going to go with fuck all. Finish.
I can tell you now. Rosie gets the point there.
No!
Hole in the ground. Nothing
yes!
happens.
There's nothing after death. Yeah!
Nish believes in an afterlife, so I am sorry, but that is unbelievably the end of round one.
Suck it. Suck it, you knob.
Suck it, you knob, please.
Suck it, you knob. There's no after. Jesus, all right, Gervais.
Right, I think we've had enough opinions now. I mean, we really have.
We've had an hour podcast, to be honest.
Hang on, everybody. Let's hear some hard facts. Producer Gwyn, what are the scores at the end of that round?
Tom and Rosie have 2, and Ben and Nish have 2.5.
Oh, boom. Wow,
for all that, all that for 2.5 fucking points. Sheepers creepers. Thank you, Producer Gwyn. Who's winning there? Anyway, one of the teams is winning, one of the teams is losing.
Ben and Jesus. Nish winning.
Ben and Nish are winning. There's everything to play for to get a round two.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's Flat Games!
Yeah!
Games! Let's play together! Games! Let's play forever! Roll the dice, spin that thing! Put that there!
Do as you're told!
Games! If you lose, you get nothing! Games! If you win, you get gold!
Gold! Gold! Gold! Gold! Gold! Yes! This week we're playing our version of 15 to 1, which we are calling 15 to 5. I'm going to give each player 5 words. They have to guess, get their teammates to guess. However, they're only allowed to use 15 words in total to describe them. Once all the words are used up, the game is over. You're not allowed to pass, you're not allowed to mime, and you're not allowed to say the word they are supposed to be guessing. Tom,
okay.
Off you go. That's the one. First one.
Blackjack.
Any guesses, Rose? You can guess at any time.
Casino.
Oh, in one.
Oh, hole in one.
In one. Okay. Parry, next word.
Okay. Witches. Transport. I'm going witch's transport.
Broom.
It was broomstick, but I'm going to give it to you. Absolutely right. Okay. Okay, okay, yes.
Terrible balls.
Come on, Matthew. How dare you, Matthew?
Yeah.
Come on, mate. Oh, absolutely disgraceful, mate.
Absolute arsehole. You fox ticking fucker. Now, third
you
word.
Rang.
Third word from Parry.
It's like watching the golf, this.
Grass.
Summer.
It's not summer.
I'm going to give you another word then. Grass.
Lawnmower.
It's not lawnmower.
I'm going to say grass. I'm going to say colour.
Green.
Right.
Yes.
Great.
Two more to go. Two more to go, and you have used up five of your words.
Okay. Oof. I'm gonna give you two words here, I think. Oh, no, I'm not. I'm just going to give you one.
Okay. Parry, if you just say the two words or the one word, we'll know that's what you're doing.
The dogs... The dogs.
Bonnet.
Oh, this is how we play.
Yes!
This is how we play. Amazing.
Spectacular.
Okay.
Oof.
Final word.
I think this is one word I'm going to use, by the way.
Yeah?
Hat shop.
I mean, is that one word? Is that one word? I think it's two.
Oh, I don't know. Millinery.
Oh, shit, yeah.
It's not millinery.
That's close, isn't it?
Millinery.
It's not millery.
It's not that close, actually.
It's not actually close. It's not actually close at all. And Parry.
Have I got it wrong?
And sort of, yes. I mean, yes.
Oh, no. Okay. They're doing so well, it's all going to come unstuck.
Miller!
But also, Parry, you said that's close, isn't it? As well. So you've used up there. So you said hat shop, and no. That's close,
oh,
isn't it?
Fuck. So, oh.
So you now have three words left.
You just said
okay. Ooh.
Okay. Not a hat shop.
Okay, that was four. You're now on minus points.
A sewing shop.
Oh, this is car crash podcasting.
And Rosie, it sort
Rosie
of
Jones is now miming
I
sewing.
No.
It sort of doesn't really matter, but it was a haberdashery. And Parry, oh. Parry, you scored. I'm afraid you scored minus three on that. Minus three.
Oh, no.
I think we might settle for that as a good score. Actually,
yeah. Let's
I
see.
Think that might work out.
We started so well.
I mean, you started beautifully. It was gorgeous to see, and then the wheels came off hard. So, Nish.
Haberdashery.
I know. They have to get harder as we go along. It can't all be green, can they? right. Nish, now you are going to be giving. Clarky, you are going to be guessing. Let's see how we do. Oh, Nish.
Okay. Pinot.
Is the word Grigio?
Parry. Keep it zipped.
Wine.
Yes!
Is correct.
Okay.
Cricket.
Is correct.
It's like fucking Queen's Gambit level.
It's good, isn't it? Yeah, there's real real tension here. And also, I'm on drugs. Ceiling. Okay. You've got 13 words to play with.
Jam, light.
Rosie is absolutely on tenterhooks here.
Can I just... This is amazing.
Traffic
is correct.
Thank God for that.
Okay. Two more words to guess, and you have 11 more words to go.
We were there once.
Yeah.
That's another three words.
You'll fuck it.
It's almost certain.
Licious. Beyonce.
Booty.
Is correct. Final word.
Thin strip of land.
Thin strip of land.
Peninsula. Border.
Tom Hiddleston film.
Oh no.
Two words to go.
Oh dear, Tom Hiddleston film. Thin strip of land.
The Night Porter.
I genuinely don't know how to do this one.
Well, if you say the word, then I guess that's the end of the game.
Archipelago?
Yeah, it's Archipelago. I don't know what I was expecting, really.
God!
Yes, sorry about that, everybody. I blame myself. I blame myself on that one.
Yeah. That's all right, Crosby. We blame you too.
Yes, yeah.
We all blame you.
And now we return to Rosie and Tom. Rosie?
Oh.
Your words are coming through.
Ooh, let's get back up. We could get. I fancy our chances of getting up to zero on this.
Yeah, I think you've got. Right. You've definitely got it in you, guys. You've definitely got it in you. Okay.
Okay. Everest.
Mountain.
Is correct.
Baby. Hog.
Baby hog, doot 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 doot.
Piglet.
Is correct.
My God, that's good.
Really good. Really, really good.
Very strong.
Hell of a player there. You have, of course, 12 words to go and 3 words to guess.
Blank. Golf.
Crazy.
Is correct. Very, very strong. Very, very strong. Good.
It is good.
Okay.
Fucking hell, that was really good.
Anal.
Sure.
Yes. Sex. Anal. Arsehole. Bum. Hole. Bottom.
Oh dear.
Uptight. Fist.
Fist. Fisting. Okay. That wouldn't have been in my top 10, okay, but sure.
Prolapse.
I mean we're witnessing one right now.
Fisher. Anal. Passage. No.
You may have to use another word here, Rosie, if he's not going to get it.
Retentive. Retention. Anal. Activities. Bum. Bottom. Butthead.
I'd love it. We'd be delighted if it was butthead.
Arse.
Rosie, give him another word.
Boom!
I think you're going to have to. You're going to have to.
Shit. Shit.
Grumpy.
Grumpy anal. Oh, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
It's not Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. But a hell of a panto you're writing at the moment.
Oh. Jim Davidson. I'll take the work, Jim. I'll take the work. Grumpy anal Crosby.
How dare you?
Anal grumpy Matthew.
Okay, the answer's not me, Tom, right? So move the fuck on.
Sounds like it's you, mate.
Anal grumpy. Grumpy.
Anal action.
Okay, that was close to a mime, but as you were saying the word action, I'm going to allow it.
Fart. Anal action.
If you bought a DVD that was called Anal Action and it involved people farting, you'd be grossly disappointed, wouldn't you?
Anal action. Grumpy poo. Grumpy. Give me more words, oh, maybe. Sorry.
Crosby. Sorry, my internet's still slow.
Piles. Hemorrhoids.
Good old grumpy piles.
I mean, they do make you grumpy, to be fair.
They do. Well, don't.
I'm gonna have to put a time limit on you guys. If you can't come up with it,
I don't know. Sorry.
Can I move?
I'm gonna
on?
Let you. I'm gonna have to let you move on. Yeah. Go on. The final word. And you have, I believe, 7 words to do it with.
Legs.
Blank. Akimbo.
Oh, really, oh, really, good. Really good.
Very good.
Really, really good.
Very right. Strong.
Do you want to tell him what the word was?
Bugger.
It was bugger. Of course it was bugger. Grumpy bugger, or of course the anal action of buggering somebody. Now, Clarky, you're going to be giving. Nish is going to be guessing.
Camping.
Tent.
Yes.
Is correct.
Outdoor area.
Field.
No, that's
outdoor
bad.
Area. Garden.
It isn't garden, so I don't know why you're nodding.
Park. Park.
No, wait. Blank heater.
Space heater. Patio heater.
Yes.
Patio is correct.
Third word. Crunchy.
Nut cornflakes.
No.
Had to be. We were all with you there on that niche.
Yeah.
Okay. Rice blank.
Crispies. Yes.
Heater.
Is correct.
Oh, sorry.
Is correct.
Okay. How else are you cooking your rice?
Burp.
Fart. Fizzy. Gassy. Burp. Belch.
Yes.
Is correct.
Last one. Space.
Heater.
Heater.
Heater. Obviously heater.
Odyssey.
Everlasting.
Eternal.
Flame.
Infinite.
Yes. Infinite. Yes. Oh, yes.
Oh,
absolutely
great.
Superb there. You got 6 points for that. That was unbelievable. I think it more than made up for the fact that I made you do Archipelago. Many people would disagree with that. Many people would disagree. But producer Gwyn, at the end of that round, in 15 words or fewer, tell us the scores.
Tom and Rosie have won.
1 point, okay.
And Ben and Nish have 8.5.
8.5 points. Oh, I tell you now, tough. I don't need. I tell you what. I don't need many words to introduce this next round. It is, of course, Beef Brothers.
Well, if you got a problem, don't call it a problem. If you got a problem, call it a beef. If you got a beef, maybe we can help you. Beef Brothers sorting
Yes, indeed. It's Beef Brothers, where each week we ask our panellists to sort out a flatshare-based beef. And today's one comes from Matt, who writes, I have a beef with my mother-in-law. She lives next door to me, and by that I mean she owns my house, and we pay less rent than we should for a house this nice. This is, of course, not the beef. Every Sunday, she cooks me and my family a four roast... my family of four, not a four roast dinner. I was going to say this.
the old bird roast.
Oh, it's a four bird...
Ah, the French.
She's Henry VIII.
My favourite roast dinner is four roast dinners, by the way.
Four roast, yeah. Hey, she cooks me and my family...
Is your mother-in-law Vince Vaughn?
From the movie Archipelago. So she cooks me and my family of four a roast dinner with dessert. Parry, cover your ears for that bit. It's really nice of her and has become quite the tradition. This is, of course, not the beef or lamb or chicken. Ha 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 ha. Sometimes for pudding, she serves up Arctic roll. However, she believes Arctic roll is not a frozen dessert and leaves it out of the freezer for an hour before serving. This is my beef. I have tried to gently correct this, but to no avail. Please help. Long-time listener, was $10 patron, now £8.50. Cheers, everyone, bye. Well, I didn't need to include that bit. I'm not sure why. Copy and paste is a wonderful thing. But don't forget, folks, to join the Patreon, just like Matt has done. Okay. What are we thinking, first of all?
Is she serving up just a sort of like cold, wet bread?
I'm imagining, yeah, it's a sort of sloppy sponge with some melted stuff in the middle. Rosie, what are you thinking? What's the best way to broach this with the mother-in-law?
So what am I thinking? What take on Matt?
Matt is his name, yes, yeah.
Matt.
Immediately disrespect.
I think Matt... is an ungrateful little twat.
Interesting. Interesting.
Rosie, did you ask what his name was just so you could make it rhyme?
Yeah.
Dennis Hunt, Rosie. Dennis Hunt.
Because what he's saying right there is, so my mother-in-law gives me a house.
Yes.
Cooks for me every single week.
Yeah, four roasts.
But my problem is my pudding's a bit warm. Like, grow the fuck up. Buy your own house. Cook. For your own family, be a man and provide.
You know what? Matt Hancock's dropped off on you, hasn't it? You know, I said he was. So you punch it from afterwards, if really.
You sound so much like my dad. You're giving me PTSD.
That's my dad.
But yeah, honestly, my advice is, you gotta come with something. He's been passive for so long.
Agreed.
So my advice is, say to her, you know what? You do so much with a main course. I'll do pudding.
Great, really
so
good.
Therefore, it's on his terms. He can bring something. It's a two-way street.
We don't know that. he hasn't put that detail
in
the
email.
No,
he's not. He's not left in...
If he'd put it in, Crosby would have definitely read it out.
I copied and pasted the whole thing, mate. Every detail's here. $10 Patreon, now £8.50. He's not giving us less money, he's just moved to sterling.
So, really to bring something to the table, literally.
Yeah.
So he gets his own cold dessert.
I like that a lot.
absolutely open and closed.
Yeah.
That was.
Does anyone have any different opinions?
If this was question time now, Fiona Bruce would just go, I'm so glad I asked you that at the end. Well, that's the end of question time.
Does anyone have a different opinion to that? Because if not, I'll just say beef solved and move on.
Absolutely not.
That is beef solved. That is beef brothers. Congratulations, Rosie. You know, you absolutely romped home there.
She solved the beef and also gave that guy a real life lesson there.
Poor Matt, you need to know what?
Poor old Matt Hancock.
Never stood a chance.
Was his next beef? A lot of people seem very angry with me because 55,000 people have died.
So, that was Beef Brothers, everybody. We come to the motorway service station of the show, so stretch your legs, grab yourself a hot cup of Wild Bean Cafe coffee, and enjoy the quickfire round jingle.
This is the quickfire round. It's the round that goes really quickly, which is why it's amusing that it tends to have this long introduction.
Ooh, it's a running gag.
It has this long introduction that goes on for a while, and this is the bit where I start to say some kind of words. I sometimes start without knowing where it's going to go. I just trust my instincts and think inspiration will strike me. But I have got to say that hasn't happened yet. I'm running on fumes here. I haven't really got an angle. Perhaps that could be the angle. I'll make a thing of the fact that I've got nothing. I'll break it down and explain what's going on, and that might be okay for a while.
Suffice.
Or it might get repetitive. I don't know, but it's worth a try. And then once I've done that, I'll say, well, we finished that bit. Thank God I came up with something which was talking about how I had absolutely nothing. The audacity of that man, or the privilege of that twat. Anyway, let's get straight on with the quickfire round.
This is the quickfire round, and as our show is about putting up a shelf, I'm going to ask our players. Now, this is tricky, guys. So pay attention. I'm going to ask our players to bookend their answers with two words that rhyme with that answer. So if the answer was snow, I would want to hear blow, snow, glow, or something close to that. Okay? If it's two words you're rhyming with both. And there's a few of those in here. Instead of buzzers, I'd like you to shout out your first names with rhymes on either side. Tom, let's hear yours.
Glom, Tom, Tom.
Sure, it's tricky, isn't it? It's a tricky
it's
old round.
It's hard, isn't it? Yeah.
Glom, Tom, Tom, though, I'll accept.
Glom, Tom, Nom.
Glom, Tom, Nom. Rosie.
Nosey, Rosey, Posey.
Beautiful. Nish.
Straight back to the play.
Dish, Nish, Fish.
And Ben.
Pen, Ben, Hen.
Lovely stuff. Okay, here we go. What type of animal was Bambi?
Bomb, no, Dish, Nish, Fish. Rosie, Posey.
I think it was Rosie there.
Riddiffer.
Lovely stuff. That's one point there. Dwayne Johnson is more commonly known as the what?
Dish, nish, fish.
Nish.
Cock, rock, clock.
Lovely stuff. Name the Scottish singer famous for recording Shout in 1965.
Nish, dish, nish, fish.
I think Rosie was just there ahead of you, Nish. Go on.
Also, I did just shout Nish. totally panicked, forgot, and just shouted Nish.
Poo, poo, little. Poo, poo.
Yep. I'm absolutely going to allow that.
And that's worth 8 points, right?
Yes, that is worth 8 points.
How has this game involved the word archipelago and poo, poo, lulu, poo, poo?
Welcome to Flatshare Slamdown. In the TV show Friends, what was Ross and Monica's surname?
Dish, nish, fish.
Fish. Okay, I think you waited till Nish had finished saying his entire name and then started screaming, Rosie. It has to go to Nish.
Seller, Geller, Meller, comma David, Tory MP.
Why is it always going to be that? Why is it always going to be politics? Okay, who is the England national football team captain?
Ben. Barry, Harry, Larry.
Tom Nom.
Okay, go on. Barry, Harry, Larry.
Vane, Kane, Bane.
Vane, Kane, Bane. I love. Absolutely correct there.
Vane, Kane, Bane.
It's such a long way to go if it's wrong.
Yeah. the annual prize for contemporary British art is known as what?
Bomb Tom Nom.
Tom.
The Lerner, Turner, Gurner, Rise, Prize, Pies.
Oh, beautifully, beautifully done there, Thomas.
Lovely stuff. 8 points.
I'm glad I didn't make the journey because I would have been wrong.
give the first name of the host of TV's The MASH Report.
Dish, dish, fish.
Pody.
I believe that was just Rosie just ahead of you there, Nish.
Which Nish Mish?
Oh, I always sort of saw Rachel Paris as the host, but yeah, I guess, sure, that's sort of, I suppose technically, yeah, you're right.
You're thinking Breakthrough Star.
Of course, the Breakthrough Star,
there's
of course.
There's a very, very different thing between hosting something and breaking through.
And doing well out
okay?
of it.
Okay? But yeah.
You know what, Nish? I reckon you could lip sync, though. I genuinely do. Put your mind to it. So, give the surname of the youngest member of the sketch team, Pappies.
Oh.
Give the surname.
Yes, please.
Bomb Tom Nom.
Bomb Tom Nom.
Dark Clark Spark.
Absolutely correct.
Oh.
The wife of Joe Wicks, the body coach, shares her...
Rosie.
Yes, Rosie.
Rosie. Bones.
Is absolutely correct. They're the actor...
She's called Rosie Jones.
Yeah. Unbelievable, isn't it?
She's a glamour model, but... I got better tits.
1 point. In fact, 2 points.
I guess that's a sense of perspective, though, because if you're really small next to Rosie, honestly, her tits are incredible.
Name the actor and comedian who played charity worker 1 in series 2, episode 4 of Phone Shop.
Bomb Tom Nom.
Yes.
Bomb Tom Nom, Marry Parry Larry.
Is absolutely correct. That is the end of the round and the end of the game. So before we hear the final scores, Nish and Rosie, do you have anything you'd like to plug?
I'll be plugging Christmas.
Oh, really?
Christmas. It's like Diwali for white people.
I look forward to that as I do every year. Rosie.
Well, I did something normal during lockdown, and I filmed a travel show.
Best time to do it, really. Best time to do it.
Yeah. No one's out, so I thought I might as well. And I flew in a glider. So if you go on all four, you can see me fly a glider and throw up in my own face.
Oh, yes, please. So that is on all four. You can go to all four now. The show is called Rosie Jones Super Spreader.
Super Spreader.
And that is available. Yeah. That's available from all four.
She starts in Wuhan. Wuhan's such a lovely place.
Gorgeous wet market.
Yeah. I'm at a market.
I keep saying disabled people can't get COVID.
I know you keep saying that, but it's patently untrue, Rosie, so we have to...
It's medical nonsense.
In good conscience, we can't allow that to go out. Right. Thanks. Thanks to everybody. Thanks to everyone at home for watching. It means the absolute world to us. We have so much fun doing these. It's all the better for knowing that you're on the end of the line there. As always, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Pappy's Flatshare. There's lots of bonus stuff over there. If you're a fan of the podcast and want to give us a donation, it's the best way to do it, really, because you know we get some money and you get loads of free fun stuff. So well, not free, but loads of fun stuff. So
give us money for free stuff.
You give us money and we give you free stuff. Exactly. It's free to us, but it costs money to you. So producer Gwyn, let's hear the final scores, and I'm absolutely on tenterhooks here because I've got no idea how that final round went.
Well, it's very close.
Oh, I love it.
Tom and Rosie have 11, and Ben and Nish have 11.5.
And Rosie have to put up the shelf, but Ben and Nish have to put up with me. I'm coming around their house for a tickle fight. Fuck you, lockdown. Thanks to our guests, Rosie Jones and Nish Kumar. We've been Pappy. See you next time on Flatshare Slamdown. Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown featured Matthew Crosby, Ben Clark and Tom Parry with special guests Rosie Jones and Nish Kumar. It was devised by Pappy's and Ben Walker. Technical expertise was by Emma Caution with help from Gwyn Rhys-Davies. It was produced by Emma Caution. Big thanks to everyone who watched the show live, to Zoom and YouTube for hosting us. You guys are like family to us. Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown is a Secret News production for Acast and the internet. Cheers, everyone. Bye! Flatshare Slamdown, yeah!
Well, there we go. That was that.
What a lovely...
Yeah, absolutely, it was. I mean, there's no arguing with it. You can't call it anything other than that. It was the episode. There it was.
A real treat. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for the Patreon Neighbourhood Watch Roll Call. Stay tuned for news of our Christmas episode that we'll be doing online at some point. And otherwise, have a very productive rest of your time on Earth.
Wow, that was a huge send-off for people.
Well, you never know.
Exactly, you never know. This could be the last time we ever speak to people, and we want them to be productive.
Exactly.
Go out and do stuff, you know?
Yeah.
But you know, responsibly.
You never regret doing stuff. One of the things, you regret not doing stuff, but you never regret doing stuff. You know, getting out there and being productive, you would never regret it.
I mean, I've done loads of stuff I regret, but...
Were those things productive, though, Clarky? Well, that's the thing.
They were something. I don't know if productive's the right word for it, but I'm not proud of them.
The things that Clarky's not proud of is a different podcast we're working on. We're not going to launch it until 2021,
it's a bit too long is the problem. Each episode is clocking it in about 5 hours at a time.
It's a daily podcast, and it's literally what Clarky's done with each day.
It's live, the whole thing.
We're setting up a live Clarky cam, and you can just basically watch him live a life full of regret.
Bye.
This episode was produced by... there we go, that's it. This episode was produced by Emma Caution.
Caution team.
Cheers, everyone. Bye.
Please be upstanding for today's Patreon Neighbourhood Watch Roll Call.
Okay, everybody.
And I really do mean
guys, we can't stress this enough. Okay, right, let's begin.
If you can just say the line as written, it's written Can I hear that from you?
Thank you very much. Okay, we're all in agreement. That's passed.
Thank you very much for coming in and giving it a go. It's incredible to see Steve live.
Oh, yes. I'd like to say thank you so much for coming in and giving us such a wonderful turn. It's Tom Fern.
Thank you so much for coming in and giving it such a firm go. It's Eleanor.
It's Eleanor Robinson. Oh, no. Oh dear. It was go from Eleanor Robinson.
You cannot say Eleanor Robinson.
Wow.
That was a firm go from Clarky there. Thank you so much. Can I just say
thank you for coming in, everyone, and for I really mean this from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for giving it a go. It's William Morris.
Now, can I just say, folks, and thank you for that. Thank you for that, William. But can I just say, it's been so great having everybody come in here and give it such a great go. I don't mean to be rude. It's Jude. And that was a great go, and thank you, Jude.
I'll say fairer than that.
Oh, thanks so much for coming in and giving it, honestly, such a firm go.
It's been a really firm go.
A particular thanks to Harry Wenham.
Jesus Christ. Thank you, Harry Wenham. It was such a firm go there.
From the bottom of my heart, thank you for coming in and giving it a real firm go. I really must say... Lydia Gray.
Oh, can I just say wonderful stuff there? And I'm slightly running out of time. I'm going to have to firm go very soon, actually, if that's all right. But I'd like to say thank you very much for coming here and giving it such a firm go, even though it did make a few people feel a little bit sickery. Yes, I'm of course talking to Luke Vickery.
Thank you, Vickery. For what was truly... such a firm go.
It was a very firm go.
It was such a firm go. I almost firm went listening to it. But really, thanks so much for coming in. Giving it such a firm go. It's been a lot of fun. Naomi Crumb.
Oh,
if you will.
Please.
Well, I'm going to tell you about a really firm go. Bob Kinsella, first name Joe.
Oh, I'm going to tell you about the firmest go you've ever heard of. Oh, I'm going to tell you now, and I hope I don't bore you. I'm going to tell you about a go made by someone called Clapham. I'm going to tell you now that their first name, well, it was Laura. And I really mean that, folks.
I honestly mean that.
The Arctic Monkeys have really fallen.
Oh, it's the Tranquility Base Hotel. Michelle Potter speaking.
I bet you look good dancing with Ian.
If you go dancing with Ian, he'll dance you right through the museum. If you go dancing with Ian,
he'll be dancing right on the ceiling.
Oh, we'll give you footwork you've never seen.
Did you just rhyme Ian with ceiling?
Yes, he did. Can I just call very quickly? And I think that will hopefully hold for at least the next couple of minutes. Guys, and thank you to Ian.
And thank you to Fern for such a good go.
It was such a Fern go from Tom Fern.
It was a really firm go. Claire Pritchard, oh no.
Oh, puppet was a really firm go. She gave it a go just like she ought to. She gave it a go because she's Joy Porter.
Joy Porter.
Joy Porter.
Yeah, you look another dance floor.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.